FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longvine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by LongvineAuto.com.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, Chevy truck season is going strong, and that means great truck offers for you. Choose a 2024 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for as little as $45,745. Or current Chevy owners, trade in your current Chevy and save up to $7,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Silverado 1500 High Country model. Now's a great time to get into your next Chevy. So come see us at Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us online 24/7 at LongvineAuto.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
KVOE News Time 828, Newsmaker 2 time here today. Diana Wirtz joining us as we talk about the upcoming Symphony in the Flint Hills Prairie Art Show and auction this weekend.
Diana, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us here today. How are things going leading up to the big event this upcoming Saturday?
It's very exciting. I can't believe how beautiful the show came together with so many diverse styles. The show is just absolutely beautiful.
So what can people expect to see specifically in the show coming up this weekend?
I would say anyone who's ever experienced the peace, the joy, the stunning beauty of the prairie, there is a painting that it comes close to expressing the feelings we all have as we enjoy the prairie.
What type?
Lots of competent, very competent painters, top-notch painters, beginners who have a great way of expressing their joy and appreciation of the tall grass prairie.
Is it going to be largely, say, painted artwork, or will there be other kinds of artwork that will be available?
Oh, great question. There is everything from oil paintings, watercolors, photographs, prints, unique combinations of all of those put together. There's sculptures. There is fabric. I think I've said most everything. There's just such an array of styles and mediums to enjoy. So.
And it sounds like there's a lot. What, over 80 pieces of art that are going to be part of this?
Yes. Yeah, it took a long time to... there were 253 entries, and to pare that down to what would fit in the space was very challenging.
So, fitting in the space that is located where, Diana?
That is in the Symphony in the Flint Hills office in Cottonwood Falls.
All right.
Right on the corner across the street from the beautiful courthouse.
Outstanding. All right, Diana, we mentioned here that you are the juror for this. Maybe you can let us know about your art experience, kind of what got you into art, and as a juror, what you're really looking for with these pieces of art that you'll be taking a look at here this weekend.
Sure. I studied art in Emporia at Emporia State University and have a master's degree in painting from there, as well as a bachelor's, as well as an art ed degree as well. So I have been involved with art since the 1970s, and my inspiration comes from the Flint Hills. We moved here from Kansas City about 3 years ago just so I could be closer to my subject matter. So I was delighted to be invited to look at the work that so many people share the same interest I do. I looked for, because I've painted for decades, looked for something that surprised me or just touched my heart, use of materials, creative attitude towards subject matter. I think there was a saying once that if you see a piece of art and you can't let it go, if it changes you and somehow, then that's a really good piece of art. And I would say there are several really good pieces of art that change you when you see them. So I look for that.
Diana, what is it about the Flint Hills that kind of grabs you in the way that, you're looking at this art to grab you?
Whoa, that's a big, that's a really big question. Every day it changes. There's a kind of a stillness that grabs you. It's a two-sided thing. It grabs you so strongly and deeply, and yet it's so simple. So there are wow moments where colors or light hit the prairie. There's clouds in the sky, so you see shadows. And there's just every moment, it's a changing thing. And so for an artist to try to capture that first instinct or that moment and stay with it without trying to get 50 other ideas into one painting is a big challenge.
So the opening reception will be coming up this Saturday from 1 until 3. And then what, auction will be available online, Diana, is that correct?
That's right. It will start Saturday at 1 through kcauctioncompany.com. And all the artists who sell art will get 50% of the proceeds. And the other 50% goes to support the prairie.
This is a really cool way for folks to kind of get a glimpse as to what's coming up in the Symphony in the Flint Hills, the featured activities coming up in June. And I'm not going to ask you to highlight what else is going to be taking place here for the Symphony itself, but maybe you can give your perspective on, you know, just having this activity as part of the overall picture here when it comes to Symphony in the Flint Hills and welcoming the world here to our area.
Oh, my. It's an experience. Everybody I've ever talked to that have attended, they just say there's nothing like it. Bringing art, music, the classical music, the people, the speakers, the whole event, as many times as I've driven through the Flint Hills, the only time I get to be in the middle of the prairie, true, just surrounded, 360 degrees is at Symphony in the Flint Hills. It's just breathtaking. So you've got breathtaking music from the Kansas City Symphony. You've got speakers all day long teaching you about what you're seeing so you can just, you know, follow any interest you have, whether it's plants or anything with nature. Just it's a good chance to bond with both nature and art.
Well, if people want to participate online, where online can they find that, Diana?
Let's see. So they would go to Symphony in the Flint Hills. I don't know the actual, but if they Google Symphony in the Flint Hills, they can find out everything about the auction and the opening for the reception for the art. They can find out how to get tickets for the symphony.
And the online auction runs through, Tuesday, June 11th, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Outstanding. Sounds good. Diana, anything else you wanted to bring up here with us this morning leading into the big art show on Saturday?
Well, I just think it's a miracle that a small town like Cottonwood Falls can host such a glorious event. And I think everyone who's been should help spread the word to get more people to come out here. I don't think you can understand it until you come and experience it.
All right. Experience a miracle in Cottonwood Falls. Diana, thank you very much.
Thanks, Diana.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Diana Wirtz joining us. She is, again, the juror for the Symphony in the Flint Hills Annual Prairie Art Exhibit and Auction with the opening reception taking place Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m., and then the auction also online from Saturday through June 11th. Want to let you know that we have a Newsmaker 3 coming up right after headlines as Deb Storer discusses Volunteer Week activities and also other activities through Newman Regional Health volunteers.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Trevin by longpineauto.com. Good morning, it's 8:37. Now the headlines from ABC.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump trial underway. I'm Sherry Preston. The historic first criminal trial.